This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, the Honorable Alcyon Roach Wilson, who is the Consul General for the Consulate General of Jamaica in New York. Welcome, Madam. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so kindly, and thank you for having me on your radio program to speak about the pivotal role which the Consulate General of Jamaica states. Though, as the Consul General, I warmly welcome this opportunity again to participate. I have been looking forward, believe it or not, to speak with you. New York plays for the Jamaicans in the diaspora and in Jamaica.
You're very welcome. So we know that 2020 has been a year unlike any other. And as we move into 2021, what is your general message to the Jamaican diaspora?
As the Consul General, I first would like to just 2020 marked my first full year as the Consul General, having assumed this post in August of 2019. And of course, despite the pandemic, in all of 2020, we managed to implement several projects which certainly raised the visibility and our presence in the community. My message to the Jamaican diaspora is Jamaicans here in the diaspora and also at home are known for our strength and resilience. We are able to withstand great adversity, no matter how daunting it is. Despite 2020 being a year filled with difficulties, we were able to overcome the hurdles and the burdens and traumas. I myself, you know, had experienced, you know, two times. I had two family members that passed, and which brought on a great deal of stress to me. So despite these challenges, though, we're able to persevere and remain steadfast in our resolve to not be defeated. You know, to draw a quick quote from our first national hero, which is the one my favorite, the Right Excellent Marcus Garvey, if you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. Our strength and resilience as Jamaicans, therefore, start with our self-confidence and our firm belief in overcoming any challenges which present themselves. So as Consul General, the general message to my fellow Jamaicans here in the diaspora is to remain hopeful, optimistic, positive, and confident that 2021 will be a year filled with good health, success, and happiness.
So, Madam, we extend our condolences to you for your loss to you and your family. And Marcus Garvey, that's a very great man to quote. We hold him in very high regard here at Diaspora Radio Caribbean American Weekly. So yeah. Tell us right now, do you want to talk about some of the projects that you embarked on as, you know, in your first year?
Yeah, you know, when you first introduced me, you so rightfully stated that I'm the Consul General from Jamaica to New York. But not many persons know that the consulate in New York has a jurisdiction over 33 states. Yes, so not just New York. We oversee here at the council 33 states, plus also, believe it or not, Puerto Rico and Bermuda. So this represents the largest portion of the Jamaican diaspora, so this consulate here in the United States. We provide a host of consular services to the Jamaican community and to our foreign nationals that are seeking to travel to our beautiful, beautiful island. Since I became the Consul General, I implemented few projects. I started 2020 with an outreach. So it's a community outreach, which I dubbed CG on the Beat. You may have heard of it. And basically, CG on the Beat was an idea that I thought of early on when I became the Consul General as a way of reaching out to our diaspora members. So in essence, instead of just being in the office setting, you know, on a daily basis, I thought it would have been better for me to be out in the communities, reaching out to the diaspora members, you know, talking to our business, small business owners, hearing their stories, their gripes, letting them know who I am. Believe it or not, not many of our nationals in the diaspora know if in the past I've met the Consul General. You know, unless you would have come to the consulate at times or attend one of our functions, Alumni Association Gala, for example, or the Jamaica Independence Ball, chances are you may not have had the opportunity to meet the Consul General. So I started that initiative so that I could, you know, be out in the community, assisting, helping, speaking to our diaspora members. Another initiative that we launched was, it's an initiative that actually is so timely now. I had thought of, here at the mission around Heroes Day, we do a National Heroes Awards ceremony to recognize our outstanding diaspora members that have done very well to give back to the diaspora. And I thought that, it would be a good idea to launch, to recognize during Nurses Week. It is, I believe, May 6th through the 12th. And I thought it would be a good idea to recognize our nurses. Of course, you know, from the Caribbean, you know, especially even in my family, most of the females in my family, nurses, you know, here in Canada, you know, in the UK, we should really do something to recognize our nurses. Now that we have COVID-19 and, you know, of course, you know, our nurses are on the front line administering all kind of assistance to our COVID-19, persons that have been affected by COVID-19. Around Nurses Week in May, I will be launching officially our Nurses Week Award Acknowledgement Ceremony. We also have implemented an internship program that has never been done here. It's a program that I wanted to treat similar as the Nurses Award Ceremony in that I mean where, you know, we would get recommendations from our diaspora as it relates to our youth that are in college, you know, and they're finally here in a high school, in their junior here in college that are doing really well, giving back in the community and so forth. That didn't work out again because of COVID-19. So what I did was I reached out to a few colleges, Monroe, the New School, and Pace University to partner with them. And we have decided that we'll take on each semester 3 to 6 interns. And we have right now 2 interns that are here. We've just done an interview process with Monroe College. And 1st of April, we'll have 3 interns from Monroe College. And so those are just a few of the initiatives that we have launched. We've changed around. I don't know if you've seen. And now, if you would like to come in to see us at the consulate, we're open. Persons have been calling us. We do receive over 2,500 calls per day. We have launched a brand new website. And I'm encouraging persons to, you know, log on to our website. We are still updating it, but we have chock full of information there. If you want to, you know, to come in to renew your passport or to apply for a citizenship for a child or a spouse, all that information is located on our website. Our fees are located on the website.
And what's our website?
Our website address is www.concenjamaica-ny.org. So it's www.congenjamaica-ny.org.
So, Madam Consul General, we see that you've been very, very busy. We thank you for, you know, coming and sharing this great information with us. And we look forward to having you back again. And we are here to support you in whatever way that we can. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And please have a nice day.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.